From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agadat. It's Idaho Matters. In anticipation of the winter weather, NAMPA's street division is preparing its fleet of snowplows to help keep the roads safe, which tends to be a lot more fun when the snowplows have names. So for the second year in a row, the city's elementary students have been holding a contest to, you guessed it, name those snowplows. Joining us now to talk more about this contest are Amanda Shaw, a second grade teacher at Reagan Elementary, and Trenton Bothwell, a heavy equipment operator with the Streets Division at NAMPA School District. Welcome to the both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amanda, tell me about this contest. When did you first hear about this?
Honestly, it is something that I was really shocked about that we won it. We talked to all our students about it, and then we were like, okay, we won. Who was it? And we don't even know who did it. Like, nobody came forward and told us that they were the ones that named it.
Wow. Okay. So what grade won? What was the name?
Second grade, and ours was Oh Snow You Didn't.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. So how did this contest work? I mean, did everybody get to submit names, or tell me how you did it?
Yeah. Honestly, I believe that it was just open to anyone, and they did it on their own. So it wasn't even something generated by the teachers.
Wow. That's crazy. Trenton, how many snowplows do you have in NAMPA?
We have 6 total.
And tell us about the NAMPA Schools District's Street Division and what you do.
Well, here at the Street Division, we maintain everything street related and alleyways, that including snow plowing, salt, brining the roadways. We also do chip seal during the summer times. Anything that you can think of street related, we maintenance.
So how did you find out about this contest and the fact that your plows were going to be named very adorable names?
Well, we found out through my boss. We found out, and a newsletter went out, and that's how the word spread that we were going to do the whole name the plow contest.
Wow. Okay, Amanda, how much fun was this? I mean, it was pretty cool that you won, but did the students really get enthusiastic about this?
They were super excited. I honestly don't think kids really know how big a snowplow is, because when they're in their cars, they're not looking out and paying attention to snowplows. So it was really shocking when we went out there and they were like, whoa, it's so big. It was so exciting to watch their faces and get to repeat Oh Snow You Didn't a whole bunch of times.
Well, some of these, I mean, these are just adorable. We had Baby Snowda, Peppy LaPlow, Oh Snow You Didn't, Jack DeFrost, the Abominable Snowplow, and I'm a little partial to this one, Saltosaurus Rex, which was the 5th grade at Iowa Elementary. Trenton, you guys go out and drive these heavy-duty snowplows doing some heavy-duty work. How do you feel about these snowplow names?
I think it's great. It sheds a little light on the cold season for us. As we're driving these, you watch the citizens and you get a lot of stares and pictures taken and fingers being pointed, because they now recognize the snowplow, being that this has become so popular. I think now that each snowplow has made the news, and now the radio will be well known throughout the city and the valley.
Have you gotten to take those named snowplows out on the road yet? We haven't had a lot of snow this year so far.
Well, yes, we have. We go out and we pre-treat with these plows.
Oh, cool.
We do a lot of demoing and testing of some equipment that has been added to the plows. So yes, they've been out on the roadway. They've been seen. So yes, they're very active.
And is it true you can track 2 of these snow plows, especially after a snowstorm?
Correct. Yep. Everything is on our GIS on the city website. It is not real time. However, you can track the plows and their routes by name and location.
Well, that's awesome. So you can find out where Oh Snow You Didn't has been, or where it's, what streets it's It's plowed.
Yes. Yeah, you choose your favorite snowplow name and you can track it.
And I understand the street division also named a couple of the snow removal equipment. Is that right?
Yes. We have one called Sled Zeppelin.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The other ones, they're still in the making.
So, Amanda, you mentioned that the class got to go out and see the snow plows. Do you think that, I mean, this must have really had an impression, not just because they got to name the plow, but they learned a lot about, you know, how things like streets work and snow plows work and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, it was really exciting. I honestly feel like the kids were super excited for the whole thing. And I believe it snowed the very next day. So when they came into school, I think they were all saying, did anybody see the plow? So it was really cute.
Are they eager for it to snow so they can watch their plow in action?
Absolutely. I hope we get to see it.
That is awesome. And are you going to keep taking part? You know, if this keeps going year after year, are you guys going to keep submitting names?
Oh, absolutely. It was such a good experience for our kids. So there's no reason why we wouldn't do it again.
All right. We've been speaking with Amanda Shaw, second grade teacher at Reagan Elementary in Trenton Bothwell, a heavy equipment operator with the Streets Division Nampa School District, about the second annual Name That Snowplow Contest. I want to thank you both. I think this is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.